choosing from the options. Conventional Western medicine has made great progress over the last century in the development of medications, surgical techniques, and treatments for many diseases, conditions, and injuries. However, the United Nations World Health Organization reports that a majority of the world's population uses some form of alternative approach to health care. This includes therapies that claim to maintain good health rather than fight disease, such as Ayurveda from India, Chinese traditional remedies, and homeopathy, which originated in Germany, as well as mind and body practices such as meditation, Tai Chi, and yoga. While conventional treatments are scientifically tested, people tend to claim success with alternative approaches based on personal experience. For example, someone takes the herb echinacea to avoid catching colds, and if that person doesn't come down with one, he or she is convinced that echinacea works. According to a 2012 survey, about 30% of U.S. adults choose to use alternative remedies instead of conventional medicine for the treatment of a variety of conditions, such as depression, neck and back pain, and the common cold. In both the U.S. and the U.K., use of alternative approaches has been increasing in recent years. A growing number of patients, however, choose to take a complementary approach to their health care, in which they see a doctor who practices conventional medicine, but choose to supplement that treatment with another approach. For example, a patient taking conventional medications to fight cancer may choose acupuncture or massage to ease side effects of cancer medications, such as stomach pain or nausea. Some doctors and clinics offer an integrative or holistic approach to health care, one that, in addition to conventional therapies, considers treatment of all patient needs, including physical, emotional, and social needs. For example, pain relief, meditation, acupuncture, or massage therapy, psychological support, social support groups in which patients can share experiences, exercise, physical therapy, Tai Chi, yoga, dietary support, advice about food choices, and vitamin supplements. Most conventional doctors support their patients' use of other therapies that complement conventional treatments. However, they request that their patients keep them informed because there are some herbs and supplements that can cause certain conventional medications to stop working, and there are some exercises and diets that can be dangerous in certain situations. Open communication allows doctors to support their patients' choices while keeping their patients safe.